Oxfam is based in the United Kingdom, so what kind of impact is this emerging scandal having in Britain? The World's Leo Hornack joins us from our studio at the BBC in London. What is the impact, Leo?
It's huge, Marco. I mean, to give you a bit of a sense, this story has pushed the Olympics off the front pages for the past 4 days.
Wow.
And that's because Oxfam is more than just any other charity in Britain. I mean, it's one of the largest charities in this country. If you walk down any high street in any town in Britain, there'll be a charity shop, and the chances are that charity shop will be an Oxfam shop. There's one that's just 20 yards away from where I live. So it kind of goes to the heart of what people think about charities and the trust that they put into charities. And there is a sense that I think a backlash has already begun. You've had celebrity disendorsements. The British film star Minnie Driver, she was a kind of celebrity ambassador for Oxfam, has been for 20 years. She's formally disassociated herself. And Oxfam themselves have said that they've had 1,200 people cancel their recurring donations over the weekend. And that's twice as many as they'd usually expect in that period. So, yeah, this is a big deal in this country.
Yeah, you mentioned those charity shops on the main streets throughout England. I mean, those secondhand stores are basically the Salvation Army of the UK. Oxfam just has a really high trust factor. What is Oxfam saying in response to this scandal?
Well, I mean, as always with this kind of scandal, it's the scandal itself and then the perception of a cover-up. And both of those can be equally toxic to an organization's public image. So on the one hand, we know much more now about what happened in Haiti, but it's also emerging that Oxfam feels it didn't fulfill its obligations after the fact. So the deputy chief executive of Oxfam, Penny Lawrence, she stepped down. She said she was ashamed of the way that that scandal was handled. She said she took full responsibility. And as I think you've heard already on today's program, there's a wider sense that this was not necessarily an isolated incident or isolated to Oxfam. So there's been talk of this being just the tip of the iceberg in terms of abusive behavior happening in the international aid industry.
Now, the British government is a major source of funding for Oxfam, not to mention other international charities. What are they saying?
Well, that's going to be the biggest practical impact probably in the short term. I mean, Oxfam gets 43% of its funding from public authorities and the government. So in terms of what Oxfam is, in a very real sense, Oxfam exists because of the British taxpayer. And this is where the government has really pushed things. The minister concerned, she's called Penny Mordaunt, she has said she's concerned at the fact that Oxfam was lacking moral leadership. And she's made an explicit threat to withdraw funding or reduce government funding from Oxfam if they fail to get their story basically straight. But more importantly than that, we're already beginning to see this widening out to other charities that are funded by the government. So the same minister is writing officially to every single charity that receives taxpayers' money to ask them if there were any safeguarding issues that they should be made aware of. In other words, putting them on notice that if they have skeletons in the closet at this stage, this is the time to be clear and to make a clean breast of this, because if they don't, then there is not just a scandal, there's a scandal about a cover-up after that.
The World's Leo Hornack in London. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.